Hello, and welcome to another As It Is program from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter in Washington. The United States said earlier this year that it was taking steps against Russia for its actions in Ukraine. Now, the U.S. and European Union have announced stronger sanctions against Russia. Then, we turn to the new constitution in Thailand. We will hear how the new rules keep power in the hands of military rulers. More sanctions for Russia and Thailand's new constitution are our subjects today on As It Is. The United States and European Union have announced new measures to punish Russia for its support of separatists in eastern Ukraine. The measures are directed against Russia's energy, arms, and banking industries. President Barack Obama says the new sanctions are meant to increase pressure on those responsible for what he calls Russia's illegal actions in Ukraine.
It does not have to be this way. This is a choice that Russia, and President Putin in particular, has made. There continues to be a better choice, the choice of de-escalation, the choice of joining the world in a diplomatic solution to this situation.
European action is important because of Russia's large influence in European markets and the unwillingness of some European leaders to anger Russia.
The fact that we've seen Europeans who have real legitimate economic concerns in severing certain ties with Russia, stepping up the way they have today, I think is an indication of both the waning patience that Europe has with nice words from President Putin that are not matched by actions.
But Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says sanctions will not realize their stated goal.
I assure you, we will overcome any difficulties that may arise in certain areas of the economy. And maybe we will become more independent and more confident in our own strength. This is also good.
On Wednesday, Russia's central bank said it plans to support financial organizations affected by the new sanctions. The bank promised to take what it called adequate measures to support those institutions. Next, we turn to the new constitution in Thailand. As we hear from Jonathan Evans, the new laws appear designed to help the country's military rulers.
Thailand's military rulers have written a temporary constitution that lets the army keep a great deal of power. The army chief could also become the country's next prime minister under the measure. The army chief now controls the government and the legislature. The constitution recognizes the military overthrow of the civilian government on May 22nd. It gives military rulers control over the country's political leaders and its judges. The military is now to choose the 220 members of a legislature to replace the House of Representatives and the Senate. That legislature is then to choose a prime minister and cabinet. The Constitution bars anyone who ever held a position in a political party from consideration. It also requires members of the new legislature to be at least 40 years old. It bars anyone who has ever been removed from a government position for what the document calls corruption, fraud, or misconduct. Narangchai Agrasani is a former commerce minister. He is an economic advisor to the military government. He says the process will likely lead to elections in October 2015.
The timeline is like this. Now we have the interim constitution, the names of the members of the NLA National Legislative Assembly would be announced most likely within 2 weeks, and government will be formed after that. And as General Prayut said, the government with military participation would be in place definitely in September.
On Tuesday, Thailand's king supported the new constitution in a ceremony with General Prayut Chan-o-cha, the army chief. The ceremony suggested the king approved of the ousting of the civilian government. In the next few months, the proposed new legislature is expected to name members to a committee that will write a permanent constitution. Experts believe General Prayut will be named prime minister by the new legislature. The new constitution meets most of the demands of the protesters who had gathered in the capital, Bangkok, for months. They had called for the removal of then Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. They also had demanded formation of a committee to govern the country. They wanted it to establish political reforms before holding new elections. Few people are willing to criticize the new constitution. That is because the military has the power to detain anyone who says something it believes could cause unrest. The military rulers have decreased the freedom to report news in Thailand. The media restrictions are the strongest ordered in many years. A member of Thai Students for Democracy spoke to VOA by Skype. He says his hidden group will not follow the military's rules. He says the new constitution was put in place by what he calls a system of tyrants.
The latest military junta has still maintaining the value of constitutional and freedom. But right now, our value of constitution, check and balance, freedoms and liberty has gone. This is so ridiculous for them to do like this, because it means we are back to the situation like in Burma with the military rule. This is a huge step back for democratic development in this country.
Others oppose the new constitution. Messages on social media say the document hurts democracy in the country. Some believe the new constitution will permit a small group of rich people to rule. The military rulers say the constitution will, in its words, help solve the crisis and return the situation to normal, restore security, unity, and solve economic problems. A reform committee will write rules that military leaders say will prevent and suppress corruption and investigate abuses of those in power. Rule by the king ended in Thailand in 1932. Since then, many civilian governments have been ousted by the military. The